From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Will it be a quick divorce or a long, drawn-out process? Well, leaders of six European Union founding countries gathered in Berlin Saturday for an impromptu meeting to discuss the future of the European Union. As Henry Ridgewell reports, they called on Britain to begin exit negotiations as quickly as possible.
The European Union is licking its wounds after the Brexit vote. While European integration has taken a painful blow, the bloc's core members insist it won't be fatal. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who pledged to stand down by October, will travel to Brussels on Tuesday. The following day, the 27 remaining member states will meet for the first time without Britain at the table. Head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said the British exit will not be an amicable divorce, but neither had they ever had a deep love affair. But Britain isn't just divorcing Brussels. It's also leaving each of the member states. While some of them want to stay friendly and keep costs down, others want Britain to feel the economic pain of the breakup. And those differences will likely make for very difficult negotiations. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Brussels.
Here in the United States, residents in storm-battered rural West Virginia have begun digging out from historic floods that killed at least 23 people and devastated entire communities with landslides and mudslides. President Barack Obama declared Saturday that a major disaster exists in the state's hardest-hit areas, including the counties of Greenbrier, Kanawha, and Nicholas. Authorities are braced for more fatalities as search teams fan out over the area. As much as 35 centimeters of rain fell in the region, most of it in just a few hours on Thursday. This is VOA News.